jewelry sellers who run a one-of-a-kind business, you can absolutely make it work. You don't have to have a catalog, but it is absolutely attainable to have the same level of business as someone who has a catalog that has pieces that are
repeatable.
You're listening to Thrive by Design, business, marketing, and lifestyle strategies for your jewelry brand to flourish and thrive. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Thrive by Design podcast, episode 178. I am so excited to be here today. This is Tracy Matthews, your host and the chief visionary officer over at Flourish and Thrive Academy. And today I have an epic episode. Today's episode is all about an online promotion strategy that was whipped together and planned out by some of our SOS students, Gina and Jared Rushton. I am so excited to feature their story. Their brand is the Fox and Stone, and they create really beautiful, one-of-a-kind jewelry pieces for, you know, people who like to stand out and individuals, which you're going to hear more about that. Jared and Gina have been in our community for, let's see, since 2016. They originally joined us in the Diamond Insiders and decided to be in the first round of our SOS coaching program. Their business has really laid a strong foundation, for lack of a better word, to grow, because their ultimate goal in joining us in SOS was to build a business that is reliable and that wasn't a fluke, that was something that they could both subsist on and raise their family at home and continue to grow month over month with consistent sales and ditch sort of that wave of ebbs and flows that a lot of jewelry brands, especially of the independent type, jewelry makers, jewelry brands have, especially when they have an Etsy business or something like that. So they were really focused on using their website as a tool and transitioning some of their in-person live events to online strategies. And they're going to share something that they did, which is, I don't want to spill the beans before we get into it. They just did this last weekend over Black Friday. We did a really quick turnaround because the original episode that I had scheduled for this week had some audio file problems. So I have to re-record it. And they were so generous enough because they literally were texting me yesterday, giving me their final numbers. I'm like, we got to jump on a call to do a podcast about this because the designers in the Flourish and Thrive community can use some of this for their holiday sales. And I know that we're all working on thinking about what we're going to do for 2019. And we're also like hanging on tight for holiday season. So we wanted to get you some really actionable business advice that you could use right away while you're thinking about what you want to create in 2019. And with that being said, in the coming weeks, next week, we're going to be talking with Janine Just, and we're going to be chatting all about how to, you know, really leverage unique experiences for exposure for your brand. And in the following week, we're going to be talking about planning for 2019. And one thing that sometimes gets pushed to the wayside, and you're going to hear Gina and Jared talk about planning in this episode and what they did in SOS to kind of create a solid plan, not only for this promotion, but for the year so that they got the most out of the program, was really taking the time to step back and work on their business instead of in it. And this is one of the biggest takeaways that I got from this is that, you know, sometimes things happen in your business. You might have this fluke thing that happens that they're going to talk about, a fluke situation that happened at the beginning of 2017 with Etsy that gave them an amazing year last year, but they knew that it wasn't sustainable and that the chances of replicating that situation were nearly impossible. And so they wanted to be able to, in the next year, in 2018, be able to keep their sales status quo, to be able to fill in the gaps where they were having super high ebbs and flows in sales, like those months where you have huge spikes in sales and those months where you have huge dips. So they had reliable, consistent income, which is something that I think most of us in the jewelry industry, I don't care how long you've been in business, are always striving to achieve, is that reliable, consistent income that you know is going to come in every month, that is not huge spikes and huge lows, that feast and famine kind of mode. Are you with me? Give me a heck yes in your mind if you're with me. And so I'm excited for this episode today. It's going to be really awesome. And we are next week, we are working with our SOS designers to create their 2019 plans. And this is one thing that we do every year with our high-level programs is help the designers plan. And so many people really struggle with planning and they're always working in the moment on the seat of the, through the seat of their pants. Is that how you say it? I'm not 100% sure. And there are a lot of people out there who really do want help with their annual plans, especially those of you who've been in our community for a while. You're not like new to the community. You've already taken some of our courses. Maybe you've taken our signature course, Laying the Foundation, or our Multiplier Profits, or you're in the Diamond Insiders community. But one thing I noticed that is a habit that's sometimes hard to create is getting in a habit of actually mapping out your year, mapping out quarters, creating sprints for the 90 days. So if that's something that you would like help with, I'd like to invite you to just reach out to us. What I'd like you to do is to do one of two things. You can shoot us an email with the subject line, I want help with my plan, over at sos@flourishthriveacademy.com. That's sos@flourishthriveacademy.com. And in the subject line, write, I need help with my plan. Or you can apply for a free strategy session. We have a limited number available every single month. You can head on over to flourishthriveacademy.com/GP session to apply for a session right there. We'll also have a link in the show notes. If for some reason you wrote that down wrong, it's easier to just click on over to the show notes and we'll get that set up for you. Anyway, I am beyond thrilled to bring you today's episode with Gina and Jared of The Fox and the Stone. They have a really great business. They work with unconventional clients. They've done a great job doing a complete like sort of overhaul of their online experience and presence so that they're actually speaking to their dream clients. And they've done such a wonderful job, not only in their photography, with the way that their website is laid out, and also the copy that they created. We actually did a before and after at the live event. And it's been awesome because they've achieved their goal of what they were trying to do this year. And that is to get consistent sales every single month. And they're going to share a little bit more about their experience, not only in the SOS program, but what they actually did to grow their business and to have this epic Black Friday sale where they completely crushed even their stretch goal, which was a pretty decent one. And you're going to find out what they did and how they, and it's really interesting what motivated them to kind of put the energy into it, because most people would have thought of the situation as a real Debbie Downer, but instead they took this as an opportunity to do something different, which is awesome. So I don't want to spill the beans. We'll dive into today's episode right now. But before I do, I am going to take a word from our sponsor. Today's sponsor is FindingBox.com. FindingBox specializes in custom engraved logo hang tags, beads, and custom jewelry pouches. They're an awesome resource for these things, especially if you consider yourself a small business, which I think most of us here do, right? They love working with independent jewelry brands. No joke here. And they support small business in a variety of ways. In particular, they have small order quantity minimums, so you don't have to order thousands and thousands and thousands of units and have tons of stock for years and years and years. You can place small batch orders. They do fast lead time, and sometimes they can have products turned around in less than 24 hours. And they also do revisions for free and give you a sample of the product, which is super awesome. They would love to offer the Thrive by Design and Flourish and Thrive Academy listeners 10% off your first order. Head on over to findingbox.com and enter the discount code FNT podcast when you're placing your order. That's FTPodcast in all caps, and use that before January 31st, 2019, and you are good to go. I'm stoked to have Gina and Jared Rushton on the show today from The Fox and the Stone, and they totally rallied. I have to be honest, they totally rallied because they cranked out this amazing Black Friday sale just this last weekend, Black Friday, Cyber Monday sale. And I was blown away by their results. So I asked them to scurry, even though they're busy shipping orders, to come talk to us for the show so I could get this immediately on so you can use what they did potentially for your holiday sales and glean some tactics from that. So Gina and Jared, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
I am so excited to have you. So you've been in our SOS program all year. You've been a member of Flourish and Thrive for a while. How long have you been in the community?
Since 2016.
Okay, awesome. So a couple years, amazing. Okay. And I got to meet you guys in person for the first time at our live event in 2017, mm-hmm. which was super fun. You guys make incredible jewelry and you've had a really strong business, you know, before meeting us on Etsy and using social media, but you wanted to transition things. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that later, but I also wanted to talk about what you did for this sale. But before we dive into that, tell everyone a little bit more about your business and who your audience is and et cetera.
Yeah, we're the Fox of Stone. We specialize in raw gemstone and rough gemstone jewelry. Our audience is a woman generally who's a little bit older, and she is unconventional. We cater to people who know exactly what they want, and it's not traditional in the least. And that we love that. We embrace that. Almost every piece that we make is different from every other piece. And that is also a huge draw to our customers. They love that they will wear something that no one else ever will.
I love that. I love that about what you do because it's so cool. I also love that it's so unconventional because you do a lot of, you have a big bridal business, right? For people who don't want like a traditional engagement.
A very large chunk of our business is custom bridal.
That's so fun. And I loved hearing the story of when you tweaked a few things on your website. This is a story for another day. Tweaked a few things on your website and got a bunch of private commissions for engagement rings right away.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yep.
Amazing. Okay, so you have a really amazing brand. You are catering to unconventional bohemians kind of audience. Mm-hmm. You've done a great job really attracting, I think, especially over this last year, watching your transformation, really attracting your perfect customer, what you would consider your perfect customer.
Yes.
So tell us, I want you to tell us before we dive into the sale strategy, because we were talking a little bit in the pre-interview about something that happened at the beginning of 2017 that like spiked your sales for the year of 2017 mm-hmm. that you were concerned about, that you wanted to really focus on replacing that income.
Yeah. I feel a little bit blessed and lucky in the sense that a lot of what launched our business was things I didn't have control over, and we were blessed that they happened. The big one in 2017 is that the first quarter of the year, we were selling on Etsy, and our most expensive and to date, our most popular piece, which was an engagement ring and wedding band set, was featured all over Etsy Bridal in all of their editor picks for about 2 months straight. And so we had just skyrocketing sales thanks to Etsy for that. This worries me, though. It worried me as a long-term business because it's nothing I can repeat.
Sorry. Yeah, it's not repeatable.
It's not repeatable, and it's not something that I could ever know was going to happen again. There's no assurance that that would ever happen in the future, and it's not something I had control over. So we were thrilled with the success and the luck of the business, but wanted to take that pivot and turn those customers into long-term customers that we could count on and really grow loyal and go deep with, which is what
that's awesome. So you wanted to turn that little fluke of a success thing that was awesome. And we all would welcome that, but we know that it's not sustainable.
Exactly.
Awesome.
And that was also the transition time. That first quarter of the year is when we were really transitioning from going from me running the business to both of us running the business.
Yeah, that's when I quit my corporate job and came to work with her.
Yep. That
so
was
great.
In April 1st, 2017 was his first day. So we rode that success into a whole new life, but a life we wanted that was going to be consistent.
And unfortunately, it wasn't an April Fool's joke.
Yes.
It wasn't an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
It's awesome because you guys have kids and family and you want to be able to raise your kids and be home with them. Is your studio at home?
It is. We're actually in our basement right now.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Our office and studio are located right now.
That's awesome. So I know that a lot of people are building jewelry companies because they want a lifestyle business in the sense that they want to be able to be around their family and they want to be able to replace their corporate income. I think it's just awesome that you guys have been able to do both of those things and continue to build a business. So before we go too far off track, you joined our SOS program at the end of last year, partially because you wanted to replace that fluke of a thing. Tell me a little bit about that.
I would say the number one motivation was wanting to have consistent sales. We wanted to ensure that we could provide for our family consistently and take time. One of the things you push in SOS is taking time for the business and not just being stuck in the business. So not just in the trenches every day, getting by from sale to sale, but finding time to put work into the business, even if it means sales are going to be a little bit slower, but in the long term, you're planning the long term of the business.
And the long game.
Yeah. We're playing the long game. And when we realized that SOS could provide us the information and the coaching to help us transition from this was a really great fluke of a business year to we want to make this a long-term business. We want to be doing this for the next 30 years. SOS was a no-brainer. It was an easy decision.
Yep.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that, because you guys have done a really good job at building your business this year and making some significant changes, not only from the branding perspective and changing some of the way that the external parts of your business work. Before this, you were talking about, you know, restructuring the way that you handle bookkeeping in your business, and then also getting to a place where you're getting consistent sales, which brings us to this amazing Black Friday thing. Nice segue, right? Do you like that?
Yeah, that's a good segue.
Because so tell us what happened. You usually did something Black Friday weekend typically. So tell us what happened.
So normally, kind of how our business model was running was we had the online stuff, but we also did quite a few live event sales, you know, like farmers markets and that type of thing over in Seattle throughout the year. And one of the big ones we did was in December, kind of their holiday show. And it usually was a substantial percentage of our holiday income. And this year, we did not get into it. The way the show was set up is they tend to cycle through the different vendors. It was our time to get cycled out. So we were kind of wondering,
you guys.
Now what?
It was a little bit of a panic moment, yeah. Because for the past 2 years, that show had provided probably a third to half of our November/December income.
How much were you typically making at that show?
3 to 4.
3 to 4,000. Yeah. And in the past, that's, you know, we could count on that money coming in. We knew we would make about that much. Generally speaking, that was about half of December's income previously, December's income. Because it always happens the first weekend in December/last weekend in November. So it's always the weekend after Black Friday, usually, or there might be a week and a half, which led us to be preparing for the show rather than focusing on our own Black Friday sales. So the last 2 years, Black Friday has been, for the most part, a non-event.
For us.
What had you done in previous years for, like, in sales? Like, did you even do a promotion or nothing?
Typically, the last 2 years, we have done live stream sales on Instagram and Facebook. And I think to date, our most successful live stream sale netted about $1,500 over the course of the Black Friday weekend. So we were sort of, I think last year, Black Friday maybe net us 2,000, if that. That's on a very stretch. Count everything that
happened. Being very generous.
Yeah. And that's been a consistent part of our business over the course of the last 2 years, has been live streamed sales on social media. And we just did something, you know, bigger with deeper discounts. So we basically sold out of whatever we were selling, but because we were selling them at super, super discounted prices, like 75% off.
Wow.
This year, we chose to do it a little bit differently. We still did the live stream sales, but we said we have a little more confidence in ourselves and there's no need to discount that deeply. And so we just approached it a little bit different and decided to focus on clearing out our inventory, but in such a way that didn't devalue our jewelry in the eyes of our buyers.
Okay, so what did you do? So tell us, the first thing I want to know is how you set up the offer. Was it only sold on live stream? It doesn't sound like it. I don't think it was. And then I want to know did you do a discount, or what exactly did you do for the offer? And then I want to know, like, what happened? Because I want to start with, like, your goals, like how you set the goals, and then what ended up happening.
The goal we set ourselves for this whole Black Friday thing was to try and replace the income from that show we didn't get into. So our main goal is $3,000 in sales with a stretch goal of 5.
Yeah. 3,000 would have been a happy place.
Yeah.
Because that would have replaced the income that we needed. Because part of going to a live show, we might have made $3,500 to $4,000 at the show, but it takes $400 to get a booth there. And then you have driving over to Seattle and back, and the food and the accommodation. So you have to take into account the money that goes out being part of a live show, as well as what you're taking in.
Yeah.
So there's that consideration.
And so that was our goal for sales this weekend. And we had a lot of time, since we weren't prepping for that show, live show, we had a lot of time to figure out what we wanted to do here.
Which was accented and confirmed by a fantastic call we had with Inta. She really helped us look at the entire holiday season, and she brought a lot of things into perspective as far as how do you plan the entire holiday season and what sales you're going to do up front so that they actually work out how they're supposed to, which is the first year we've actually planned all of November and December before it was halfway through the month.
Yeah, before it actually was there.
Yeah. So
you're not just playing by ear.
Go into, she helped us get everything like sorted in our brains so that it works. That's really where it started, because she was the motivation for the Black Friday sale. She kind of said, well, why not? Why aren't you doing this?
Yeah, so Inta is one of our, for those of you who don't know who Inta is, she's one of our amazing SOS coaches. She, Inta Rickenbrenner Berger, she's changed her last name last year, and I keep saying it wrong. Inta, I love you if you're listening to this. But anyway, she's one of our SOS coaches. I've known her for years. She's a good friend of mine and Robin's. So she just has, we always use this word, but like a wealth of knowledge. Like she really comes from business planning from a very different perspective than a lot of people do. And she's also spent her entire career working in and with jewelry companies. And so it's very specific to this audience, which is great.
Yeah. Her perspective, just the fact that like she kind of said, sit down, plan it out, know what you're going to do before you're halfway through doing it.
Yeah.
You know, take that time, take a couple hours to actually plan it out. That was probably one of the most influential parts of the success of the weekend, because we didn't just swing it, which is what we normally do.
Yeah. It's our MO.
Yeah.
You planned and you reap the benefits. We're going to drop the mic pretty soon. Okay. Can't wait. Okay. So what exactly did you plan? What did you decide to do?
So what we did is our plan was a sale on our website, which we had going from Thursday and through Friday. And then we also...
Two days only, so it was a 48-hour sale. That's it.
Yep. And we also did a live sale on Instagram on Friday and a live sale on Facebook on Sunday. And then we ended up kind of last minute again planning to another sale on the website on Cyber Monday.
We got so excited about Black Friday, we forgot about Cyber Monday.
Until Saturday. Oh, that's right. It was Sunday, yeah.
We were having Thanksgiving with my parents, and they're like, so what's your Cyber Monday sale going to be? And we went, that is a great question.
Because we haven't done it yet.
So what we ended up doing was we put together for the live sales on Instagram and Facebook, we put together several pieces for each one that were going to be exclusive to that sale. They weren't like normally when we do pop-ups on the social media, what it doesn't sell during the pop-up, we'll make available on the website or on Facebook or Instagram.
Okay.
Someone's going to go, they can come back and get a piece. Not this stuff. It was going to be, we wanted to create that.
It was only you could buy it on the live stream or on the website.
No. Okay. These particular pieces that were on the live stream were only available on the live stream.
Okay, perfect.
Live at the sale to purchase them, period. But we photographed every piece the week before and started blasting them on my Instagram. I was posting, Tailwind is my lifesaver. I scheduled everything out so that it was posting 4 or 5 times a day with all of these beautiful photos of beautiful pieces that you had to be live to buy.
Amazing.
You could not get them any other way than being there present for the sale. On top of that, we also photographed, because we were massively listing new pieces on our website. We had all the photographs of the pieces that were going up on the website. So there was a lot happening on Instagram that got people very excited because all these beautiful pieces were suddenly flooding their feed.
I love it. We have to interview you about your Instagram live strategy, because we've done a lot of Facebook live strategy, but I want to hear how you do it, because it's like a different kind of beast. We don't have
Instagram is a whole different beast. And I have been on Instagram and I would say successful on Instagram for probably 2.5 to 3 years. And I was shocked, absolutely flabbergasted at the difference that scheduling 3 to 4 posts a day has made to my account.
Yeah, it was noticeable almost immediately.
I mean, really? Orders started coming in immediately, like the day we started scheduling, and suddenly they were showing up more often in people's feeds. We got orders, even people that knew the sale was coming on Black Friday were ordering the day before full price because they wanted the piece because they knew it might not be there by the time they got on the website on Friday.
Wow.
I mean, that was the level of success that sort of...
And it was a pretty good discount we were doing on the website, too.
Yeah.
What we did on the website was, so we have a pretty large inventory of pieces that are already made that we've just, hey, let's make some more pieces. I don't know if you're...
All that stuff back there?
Not even half of it.
Like a third of it?
Yeah. And so all the all that stuff that we call ready to ship, we had 40% off. And then we had quite a few listings for like our Opals, our Herkimers and things like that, that we call made to order because the customer can select the size and finish exactly what they want. All that was 25% off. And that was Thanksgiving and Black Friday.
Yeah, that was the 48-hour sales. We had two tiers in that sale, the 40% and the 25%. Our opt-in for our website is that you get a free sterling silver hammered stacking ring with your first order. So anybody that was new signing up to our newsletter, with any order that they got, they also got the free stacking ring. And then on top of that, we stacked any order over $300. Got a free pair of our Herkimer Diamond raw crystal earrings.
Wow.
So if they were planning on purchasing and they were going to bundle Christmas gifts and they were new to our website, they got free gift upon mega discount. And then we also surprised several of our most loyal customers with free crystals as an extra bonus in some of their packages.
Wow. That's awesome. Okay. So
we had a lot of repeat customers come back during the sale,
which is the best because you want to keep nurturing those repeats. How many new subscribers did you get to your email list?
I think it was around 120.
We need to look at MailChimp.
Okay. It was about 120.
Okay. About is fine. You're like 119.
All right. I know.
No, I love it that you love the numbers, Jared, so much because we were talking earlier. I'm like, how much did you do? You're like, about this. I'm going to go check right now because I want to get the exact number, which is amazing, which is so great. So you get your email list. You got about 120 plus or minus 5 people, we'll say. New subscribers in a couple of days. Amazing. Yeah. And what percentage do you think were repeat customers buying for a second time?
Oh, for a second time? I'm not sure. We had probably 3 or 4 people that this was their 5th, 6th, or 7th order with us.
That's amazing.
I would say at least a third were repeat customers purchasing their Christmas gifts, but a significant portion were brand new customers.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Which was shocking. I thought more sales were going to be from customers we'd had previously. And that was not the case, which was fantastic.
I'm going to also post this in SOS so people can learn, like, what do you guys plan on doing to nurture those people? So this all just happened like literally a couple of days ago. So what are you going to do anything to nurture them, the new customers?
So that's the benefit. And that's the really amazing thing. I know that a lot of small business and jewelry artists are scared about going live on social media. But following the Black Friday sale, so the sale went live on our website, technically Wednesday night. We launched it a couple hours early. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Then Saturday, we had the Instagram live sale. And Sunday, we had another Facebook sale. A lot of our customers who bought from the website then joined those live sales.
Awesome.
And the one thing that being live does, and I got flooded with emails and direct messages and Facebook messages after the pop-ups, because I took those customers that purchased on the website and then I got to know them. So when I'm on a live sale, I'm saying, talk to me, guys, comment, tell me about things, tell me about life. I tell them funny stories. The kids randomly pop in. And after those sales, the dog will crash the show. After those sales, I get messages from people that are like, I just love seeing you and knowing that you're a real person.
Yeah.
I can't wait to buy from you again because you have shown yourself in a really real and a really deep way. So we took those customers and nurtured them almost immediately and took that relationship from, I've just seen you on Instagram. I like you on Instagram. Your stuff is cool. I purchased. Now I actually know you and I know that's what you're like. And I tell my customers all the time on both Instagram and Facebook, or if they email me, I'm constantly telling them in the live shows, you know, message me. I'm one of those sellers. I love what I do. Passionately, and I love connecting with customers passionately. Like, that's it for me. It's all about the customers. I love the jewelry, but I love connecting with people more than anything. So I have an open book policy, kind of. If they just want to chat with me, or they want to talk about stones, or they want to talk about crystals, or they want to talk about jewelry, I'm open. I'm there. I will always respond. So there's sort of that, like, they know that I'm more than just selling things. I'm letting them into my life a little bit. And so we sort of instantly converted them this weekend. It just happened to sort of work out that way. I don't think we planned it necessarily, but yeah, it happened to work out that a lot of the customers, the new customers from the website sale, actually joined those sales. And we sort of instantly cemented that relationship.
That's so great. Okay. And so let's talk about Cyber Monday, because you whipped that together at the last minute. That's the one thing you forgot about.
I was shocked that we actually got sales.
We did. We didn't get a ton of sales on Cyber Monday, but we got a few. What we did basically was the same thing. We just discounted it less. So yeah, it was 30% on ready to ship and 20% on made to order.
Yeah. And this still, we have, because our opt-in is the pre-stacking ring, that's anytime someone makes a first order and they join our list, they get something free. We love doing that. We like doing something physical rather than just a discount, because people tend to value it more.
Okay, so this is so awesome. The thing that I love about this is that you really took action. You worked on a plan. You worked with your coach in SOS, worked on a plan to get things mapped out. Instead of panicking about not having access to the show, you thought strategically, okay, how can we replace this income? This is what I love the most. And if there's any lesson that I can give the listeners today that I think is really important, is that things happen in business for a reason. And sometimes they might be perceived on the outside as a terrible thing. And especially when things happen, like you have a huge influx of sales by a fluke thing like you did in 2017, or you get dropped from a show, or you lose an account or something like that that's been a significant source of revenue for you. How can you turn that frown upside down to be cheesy? To make it something that could be a win-win, and you can actually double or even almost triple your sales from that. So you had the show. You typically did, after expenses, about $3,000 net, right? So you decided to figure out a different alternative. You're like, okay, let's focus on this. We have a goal. We just want to replace what we make, $3,000. You have a stretch goal of $5,000. So if you hit $5,000, you're like, oh, we're killing it. So let's talk about what you really did.
So from Wednesday night, when we started the sale early, to the end of Cyber Monday, we hit just over 8,200 in gross sales.
I just don't think your stretch goal was big enough. I think you guys need to start thinking a little bigger.
You know, honestly, I was just talking to my dad earlier today, and the most encouraging thing about the entire weekend was actually not the sales that we hit, was the fact that looking back on the weekend, we're already saying, oh man, next year we can do better.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because
that's so great.
We forgot Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Big flag. But we didn't start, we really didn't start pushing the sales or even talking about what we were going to do until a week and a half before Black Friday. Yeah. I mean, we planned, but it was still a fairly last minute plan.
Yeah.
And there are things we could have done to promote it differently or promote it better, including our email campaign. So despite everything, despite the fact that we like way blew through the goals that we'd set for ourselves, there's room to grow.
Yeah.
And that's, that's the most exciting thing, because it's like, I know we haven't peaked yet. Like, next year is going to be even better.
Next year, I want you to do like 15 grand.
I'd
be on board.
So that you did, I just want to be clear, because you said 82. They did $8,200 when they had a stretch goal of 5,000 and an actual goal. Like, they would have like ended flat with last year by selling $3,000, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So congratulations, you guys. I have one more question for you before we kind of sign off. What did you do for your email campaign? How many emails did you send? How far out did you start teasing this? Like, what did you do?
So our first email about the website sale happened on the 13th.
Okay. So you teased about 2 weeks before, a week before or 2 weeks before?
About a week and a day, basically.
Just over a week.
And then a couple of days after that, we sent out the first email kind of teasing the social media pop-ups. And then we did a 72-hour and a 24-hour reminder on the sale. And then on Thanksgiving Day, we sent the final little reminder like, hey, we've got pop-ups coming up the next 2 days. Make sure you're checking our social media.
Yeah, all told, we only sent out, for the sale that happened on our website, we only sent out
five emails.
No, four.
We sent out one on Thanksgiving Day as well.
Oh, five emails total.
Good.
But they were promoting both the website sale and the pop-ups that would be happening the next day. And basically, it kind of averaged out to be one email every 1.5 to 2 days over the course of the entire
a week before through the sale weekend.
And did you send an email? I think you probably would have sold more if you sent more emails on Black Friday and on the days of your pop-ups, because people miss the emails. Like, so next time, when you do your recap, I want you to recap and say, next year, we're going to send more emails.
It's true. Yes. But we also did do social media posts on Black Friday to help. Say,
and you have a really engaged social media following, so it helps that like people are commenting on your posts. And
next year, engaging Facebook more will be a better plan, because I tend to, Instagram is my home.
Yeah.
That's where I do almost everything. And we're growing Facebook, but I'm still not as comfortable on it. So next year, Black Friday is going to include more emails that start earlier. By a week before Black Friday, most people have already gotten the flyers and have planned their sales. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we need to be like 2 weeks before, when they're just starting to think about Black Friday and what am I going to start doing and how do I want to do it.
Yeah.
So that's one of ours. And then really leveraging all of social media, including Pinterest and Instagram and Facebook. Yeah. Is going to be part of our strategy in the year. And then more emails, actually creating a campaign that is very targeted towards people who don't read the first one.
Yeah. Well, not only that, just kind of at the back end of the website too. I mean, it was a bit of a mad dash, if I'm honest, to try and get things posted in the last minute. You know, we were 12-hour days photographing and listing pieces up to Wednesday. I mean, we stopped midday Wednesday and finally said, okay, week.
Yeah. And I would say as a huge encouragement to people, jewelry sellers who run a one-of-a-kind business, you can absolutely make it work. You don't have to have a catalog. You don't have to. It's more work on the back end because every piece has its very own listing.
Yeah.
But it is absolutely attainable to have the same level of business as someone who has a catalog that has, you know, pieces that are
repeatable.
Because you do so many one-of-a-kinds.
They're all one-of-a-kinds.
Yeah.
Close to 100 pieces.
Brand new one-of-a-kind listings, and those were the ones that sold.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And I love it too, because like you leverage all these different platforms to make things a success. You weren't just like reliant on one thing. I love hearing stories like this. I'm so grateful that you guys shared this and were able to rally at the last minute. Is there anything final that you'd like to share with listeners today?
Oh man, success is attainable. Just go get it.
Yeah, I love that. Success is attainable. Just go get it.
Just hustle.
You guys are the best. And I'm just so happy for your success in your business over the last couple of years, and especially what you've done to really set the strong groundwork to work on your business this year, because it's not easy to have that discipline to really step back and get outside of like the craziness of what happens when you're like trying to sell product, to really think strategically about what you're doing. So congratulations, you guys. I'm stoked. Tell everyone your website and your Instagram and all that stuff.
So it's, the website is www.thefoxandstone.com, all one word. And
that's where we are across social media. It's the Fox and Stone, four words crammed together, across every social media platform pretty much that's out there. That's our handle.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this show today. What an awesome episode, right? I want to thank our sponsor, Finding Box. You can find details about them over on the show notes over at flourishthriveacademy.com/episode178. And you can also find out a little bit more about Gina and Jared. We'll have links to their details over at the show notes as well. I'm super excited to be here today. Thank you so much for listening. And I just want to, on a final remark, no matter where you're listening to this podcast, I would love for you to give us a little rating and review. You know, these are really helpful in helping us know like what you're thinking about the show and how we can continue delivering really incredible value. So if you feel inspired or compelled, I would love for you to shoot on over to iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify and give us a little rating and review. Subscribe at your favorite podcast listening channel, and join us every single week. I'll be here in your earbuds. Thanks so much. This is Tracy Matthews signing off. Until next time.